Blog Talk Radio.
Today on the Private Officer Beat, being broadcast on the all-new Public Safety Radio Network. Glad that you're joining us wherever you might be, whatever time of day it is. I know we're throwing you off track by doing our shows at different schedules and different hours, and we do apologize for that. As we stated in the last few episodes, you know, this time of year we're extremely busy. We're preparing for several large road trips, so we've got to sneak these radio shows in wherever we can. So we do apologize for that. I'm your host today on the Private Officer Beat, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College, a public safety school on campus, online, on demand, anytime, anywhere, any place. That's our model. We're glad that you're joining us today here in Studio B from our home headquarters offices in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, we've got a pretty exciting show for you today. We're going to be talking in just a few moments with the owner of a regional concert and event type security business. And it's going to be an interesting conversation as we talk about soft targets and trying to pair both security services with customer service and the challenges that I'm sure that they experience. And we're really excited that Mr. Cheney, the CEO and president of the company, will be joining us here shortly, before long, actually. And we have a humming sound in my headset, Brett. If you can fix that, we'll probably be in better shape the rest of the show. We have a lot to talk about, which seems to be the case every time that we're on the air, whichever time that it is that we get there. But we're happy today to be able to bring you so much information and news, and of course, a special guest here on today's program. Now, last week, we did have an opportunity to talk about community patrol versus community policing, and it is really a different animal altogether. You know, community policing really is for law enforcement, and then you do have community patrols, and that is for non-sworn officers who really have to be careful not to overstep their boundaries while still trying to do the job. But if you missed out on that show, be sure to tune in right here anytime, day or night. You can go to the catalog of shows and listen to it. That's the great thing about our format here on the internet and satellite radio. You can go to our format at any time, day or night, and get that show. And you can also get it on a number of internet download systems, including iTunes, and so it's available readily across the internet. Well, we do have a lot of news, as I was saying, and just shortly before coming into the studio, we had some, kind of strange breaking news. Now, we're accustomed and used to all sorts of breaking news and weird stories, but here in our home state of North Carolina, it appears that sometime late last night on Interstate 95, somewhere between North Carolina and Virginia, I believe it was, a truck with several armed security guards and about $7 or $8 million of gold broke down alongside of the road in such an area of the interstate that it was dark and there were woods, which, you know, really isn't uncommon along many stretches of Interstate 95. If you've ever taken the 95 corridor north to south or south to north, outside of the metropolitan cities, there are many desolate areas and many dark, wooded areas alongside of the interstate. So that part really isn't too hard to believe. But they broke down at such a place in the dark area of Interstate 95 along the woods, and it just so happened that there were three armed robbers tailing them for gosh knows how long, how many miles. But all of a sudden, what an opportune time they had when the security van or security truck broke down. Following me? They broke down just out of the blue like that, just out of the blue. Ain't knowing nothing about it. They just broke down. And they broke down, and right there alongside the interstate, it just so happened three heavily armed robbers were following them, and they got out when the vehicle broke down, and they were able to get the security guards at gunpoint and got them down on the ground and stole $4 million of gold. Now, that's pretty coincidental, and I'm not really one to believe in too many coincidences, really. I mean, you know, every once in a while something might happen and it might coincide and it just worked out that way. But I hate to tell you, this kind of looks a little fishy. It looks a little suspicious. It looks like a setup, to be honest with you. But law enforcement, including the FBI, is investigating this supposed $4 million gold robbery, and I guess we'll just have to sit back and wait to see the results, but I'm not going to be too surprised. I will be disappointed, but I won't be too surprised if it comes back that the security personnel was involved. It's sad, 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 but unfortunately, it is the day and time in which we live in, so no, I won't really be shocked, surprised, or overwhelmed, or amazed, but I will be disappointed, disheartened, and really, you know, I hope it's not. I hope that they weren't involved, but it just all sounds awful coincidental, awful suspicious, and maybe it's just because I'm a 40-year veteran of the security and law enforcement industry, and maybe I just don't see the reality in all of this, but, you know, who knows? Thank you, Brett, for turning that down a little bit and getting that sound out of my headset. Appreciate that. We really are, you know, we're hopeful. We're hopeful. Also, over the weekend in the news, you may have seen this, a security officer working in the church parking lot in Detroit, Michigan, was shot. They evidently was next to a event hall of some type, a community hall that people rent out, and there were about 200 people, and the gun began shooting, one person dead, four others shot, and when they came out and ran through the church parking lot, a church security officer, a female church security officer, was sitting there, and for no other reason other than she was there, she was shot, and she was shot in the shoulder, chest, and I believe in the leg. I'm not sure how they got to the leg if she was sitting in the car, but she was shot multiple times. But according to the press release and an updated news story this morning that we saw, she is expected to be fine and will make it. The suspect is still at large from my last understanding of it all. And, well, again, it just goes to show you that you never know when or where these things are going to happen. You can say you're in a safe environment. You can say that it's just another unarmed, routine, you know, type assignment and nothing ever happens. But you never know when it will. You never know who's going to come across that property. Even if it's an observe and report situation, you just don't know. You don't know. And to think that nothing will ever happen is foolish. But this security officer at the church thankfully, is going to make it. Another shooting in Houston, Texas over the weekend was quite remarkable as well, because here, this church security officer, it wasn't a church security officer, it actually was a nightclub security officer, was shot point blank in the chest, and because they were wearing body armor, a bulletproof vest, they survived with minimal injury to their chest area. So another example of being well equipped, being prepared, having the right equipment. Had this person not been wearing a bulletproof vest, they probably would not be with us today. They wouldn't be telling their story to the press. They wouldn't be with their family. They wouldn't be walking around, because they were shot several times point blank in the chest by several suspects who had been put out of the nightclub. They walked out into the parking lot, got in their vehicle, and pulled a gun and shot the security officer. But he returned fire, and according to the media, one suspect was shot. I believe police have since located the suspect and have at least one person in custody. But thank goodness that the security officer was smart enough to invest in himself and his family. You see, people don't really want to buy equipment because they can't afford it. They'd rather buy things for their family, for the house. But this is for the family. This ensures that you are going home to the family. So thank goodness that that security officer was well equipped and wearing a bulletproof vest. In Reading, Pennsylvania, also over the weekend, a shoplifter assaulted a security officer that was trying to detain him for shoplifting. He brandished a stun gun and stunned the security officer numerous times, and the security officer was able to detain him until the police came. I also just read, before going on the air, some more breaking news, full of breaking news today. A security officer and some customers at a Mexican steak restaurant in Santa Ana, California, was able to subdue and bring into custody a man who opened fire in the restaurant, killing one person. Another good job done by private security here, actually capturing this murder suspect, because that's what it turns out to be. It's a murder, and he was a murder suspect, and so great job there. Again, a lot of news and just too much news to go through it. If you're not hooked up, not receiving our breaking news, not following us on Twitter, we encourage you to do so. Go to Twitter/privateofficer or contact us at privateofficer.com. You can immediately sign up for breaking news. I'm telling you, it is the best marketing tool, the best training tool, the best information tool. And best of all, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost not one penny, not a nickel, not a dollar, not a quarter, not 1 cent. Go to the website, sign up for it. Yeah, you're going to receive an occasional marketing email. You're going to receive an announcement of some promotions, but that's part of being part of an organization. We want you to get the specials. We want you to get the discounts. We want you to take advantage of things when we have them on special, on sale, just like any other company. Speaking of discounts and sales, we have a big announcement. I'll bring it to you after the first commercial, the first PSA, and I think it'll be quite interesting to many of you. We do have a lot going on at the Private Officer International and Armor College, and we definitely want you to be part of it. Remember, you can always follow us on all of our social media. You can always contact us 24/7 simply by going to privateofficer.com. We do have a help desk that's open 24/7, help desk and our news desk. Just contact them at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Our general business offices are not 24 hours. We get a lot of calls during the evening, during the nights, when security officers are working, thinking, you know, hey, they're going to be able to answer my questions at 3:15 a.m. No, we do have somebody that is monitoring our emails, somebody who is at the help desk, but they are there basically to take care of all of our inbound emails and to help you if they can via email. They're not going to be sitting on the phone with you at 2 or 4 or 5 in the morning. But we are in the office Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Eastern Time. We are closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the help desk is open 24/7, 365 every day. All right, we've got some great stuff coming up, and we'll be right back.
I was just going to the...
Hi, my name is James. I ride a bus to school every day. When you see a stop school bus with its lights on and stop sign out, remember the following. When the road has two lanes, all the cars in both directions must stop. When the road has more than one lane and the center is paved, all vehicles in both directions must stop. When the road has an unpaved space, like grass or dirt or a raised barrier, the vehicles behind the bus must stop. Cars going the opposite direction can go, but must proceed with caution. So if you remember these rules, my friend and I will get to school and home safely every day. Stop on red, kids ahead.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Private Officer Beat right here on the new Public Safety Radio. We're having some technical difficulties. We've got a lot of new equipment. We're trying to work out the little, how should I say, I don't want to say the, well, anyways, we're trying to work it all out, and we're doing that live because that's the only way to do it. So pardon our construction, as they say, as the, you know, when you go into a store and they're refurbing the store, the office, pardon our mess. We're tweaking things around here. Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. We really are glad that you're with us, and we're glad to be back on the air, and we're happy to have so many listeners joining us from around the country and around the world. And I guess that's because we have some interesting things to say. I often have people that ask me, how do you keep it going without taking a breath? How do you know what to say? How do you find things to say? It doesn't sound like you're reading off cue cards or notes, and I'm not. It's all live. It's all ad lib. But I guess it's just because I've done it for so long. We've had the radio show for about 8 years, and I've done a radio show before that, and I've worked on community TV and public TV before and had a lot of fun doing that. So maybe that's a little bit, I'm not sure. But anyways, we love what we do, so we're glad that we're back here with you on the radio show. Coming up in just a few moments, the CEO and founder of Green Mountain Event Services up in Vermont, of course. That's where Green Mountain is. Mr. Kevin Chaney will be joining us shortly, and we'll be talking about concert and special event security, all of the great things that he's doing. And somehow I just really think that he's going to have some interesting things to say about being able to manage such large events, even when they are soft targets, as they say, and even when there's a lot of people. So I'm looking forward to interviewing and talking with Kevin coming up shortly. I was saying before the break, you can go to our website anytime, day or night, 24/7, and you can right there reach all of our social media. You can reach our Facebook, our Twitter. You can also reach our other forums and other sites. And if you don't know, if you still can't connect, you can go to helpdeskatprivateofficer.com, helpdeskatprivateofficer.com, and they will help you to connect us and we to you. So just anytime, day or night, contact the helpdeskatprivateofficer.com. All right. Well, before going to the first break, we did have a little teaser. We said that there was something very exciting that we were going to announce when we came back, and so we will. Armor College, a growing public safety accredited school, currently with locations in and around Virginia, the Carolinas, a new location opening in Tampa, Florida, Brooklyn, New York, and we're looking at several other locations. Currently, we are going to be, for the next 60 days, offering the franchise to Armor College with no franchise fees. There will still be some minimal startups to get your location and insurance and so forth, but there'll be no franchise fees. Those will be waived during the next 60 days. So please be sure that you are taking advantage of that. If you have a security academy, a training school, or a security company, this is one way to really upgrade what you're offering, to really be able to bring more courses in and around your city, your county, your area. For more information, you can write wwatkins@armorcollege.org or helpdeskatprivateofficer.com. Either way, we want to hear from you, and we'll give you more details at that time. We have a lot of exciting things happening, and although sometimes it gets lost because there's so much happening, I just want to reiterate, simply contact helpdeskatprivateofficer.com, and they will be there for you. We are currently testing a couple of new non-lethal products, and we're going to ask you if you use them, if you've heard of them. One of those products is called Guardian 8. Guardian 8 is a OC pistol grip, less lethal weapon that has a recording device, video recording device, as well as it has some digital sounds and several levels to it. And we're going to be talking with them about possibly becoming a distributor. And if you are familiar with that weapon, if you use that weapon, please email us at helpdeskatprivateofficer.com. We'd love to hear from you. We really do want to see if that's a good fit for our members and for the industry as a whole. The other non-lethal weapon that we're looking at is a device or a tool similar to Taser, but it's called Phaser. Now, Phaser has been around for a few years. We've been aware of them, but this is the first time that we're going to be we're going to be testing it. And if you have that Phaser, if you're aware of it, you've used it, or you know someone who has, then please send us a contact at helpdeskatprivateofficer.com so we can contact you, because we will be testing both of those less lethal tools coming up over the next 30 to 60 days, and we really want to see if those are good options for less lethal in the field. And if you have experience, maybe you're a trainer or already retailing it, then please contact us, because we definitely want to hear from you. One last thing before we switch over to our guest, who I'm sure will be calling in momentarily. You may have seen a recent email. We are currently conducting a very comprehensive study about post-traumatic stress disorder as it ties in with the security field, and also workers' comp claims that may have been denied, hurt on the job as a security professional, security officer, public safety officer, put in a claim, and then it's been denied. If you're one of those people, we do want to really talk to you. So contact us at helpdesk.com. at privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All information will be 100% completely confidential. We're not going to share your name, your telephone number, your email address. This is for our study, and we're putting together some comprehensive numbers, and we'd like to talk with you. Again, contact us simply at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com so we can arrange a time to talk with you personally, either by phone, Skype, or even in person. All right, we do have really a lot going on here, and we really want to connect with you and be part of your business. If you currently own a security company, a security training school, and you're a member of Private Officer International, remember, we do offer a lot of member services, and if you're a corporate member, we offer even more services for your business, including marketing, consulting, training, and other things. So contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're waiting on our guests to be calling in shortly, and I just have a few other things I want to stick in there very quickly. We are working diligently and quickly on a number of things, including video on-demand training. We've promised that we would have that ready by the first of the year, but as you know, we're extremely busy. But we do hope to have that available in the upcoming months, definitely this year. But we've had a number of folks question about that and wanting to know when. And we are working on that, and we're trying to get at least the first dozen or so up and running definitely this year. We have a couple of emails and contacts here. You probably just heard my phone. And we will get to those on the other side of the interview and share those with you as well. We're also in the middle of planning a three-day retreat in the mountains of Virginia for late April. It's going to be a beautiful location. It's on the biggest lake, I believe it is, in Virginia. We're going to have a lot of great training, food. It's all inclusive. So you'll have, you know, a place to lay your head, you'll have food for your belly, and you'll have some great training. The retreat will be for 3 days. It'll be very inexpensive. I think that you'll find it very reasonable. We're even going to be offering some assistance to folks so that they can get there. And we're looking forward. We will be telling you more in the upcoming weeks about that. We're really excited. Also, as you know, every year in April, we have the Officer Security Officer Awards. And we'll be announcing the next couple of weeks, I believe it is, we'll be announcing the opportunity for you to submit yourself, your coworker, your employer, your employee, or anyone else that you feel is deserving. You'll be able to nominate them for the award, and we do this every single year. We have one of the largest, and I think one of the best, actually, award programs in the private security industry. And you know, we don't want to do away with that, and we don't want to leave anyone out. So make sure that you nominate who either work for you, work with you, or even your boss or yourself. And it's for, you know, bravery, it's for dedication. There's a whole lot of different areas that you can nominate them. And if you're not sure where or what segment they fall into, just nominate them anyways. And we'll take care of it. The award committee will handle it. I believe our guest is calling in. Good afternoon. You're live on the air on the Private Officer Beat.
Hi, this is Kevin Sheeney with Green Mountain Concert Services. How are you today?
Good afternoon, sir. We're doing well, and you are live on the Private Officer Beat here on the all-new Public Safety Radio. Glad to have you. You're up there in Vermont. You got some snow up there?
Yeah, we have quite a bit and more on the way and ready for spring to come around.
Well, I thought that was going to be weeks ago. We've had some warm weather, and then it gets cold and snowy, and then it gets warm, and then it gets some more snow.
And where are you located?
We're based in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I grew up in Connecticut and have been to Vermont many, many, many times. Love the area.
Okay.
And so...
About this time, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
About this time, we start getting what we call cabin fever, which everybody is ready for spring up here. And hopefully, you know, the temperatures from what we're being told are going to be close to 40 degrees in the next few days. So that's the first we've seen that in a couple of months.
That's pretty much springtime to you, isn't it?
It is. Everybody's wearing shorts now.
Well, Kevin, good to have you. What I'd like to do is go ahead and introduce you to our listeners. We have listeners across the country and around the world, and they listen both internet and satellite, as well as playback on demand on a number of platforms. So, Kevin, if you would just go ahead and tell us who you are, and we've already got you live on the air, and we know that you're with Green Mountain Event and Management Services, but tell us a little bit more about yourself and your company, if you would.
Sure. My name is Kevin Cheney. I'm President and CEO of Green Mountain Concert Services. We are a private security firm based in Vermont, but we have regional offices in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and in New York, in Port Chester, New
Virginia.
And yes, we are licensed in 11 states, from Virginia to Maine. We specialize in the event security world, but we also do quite a bit of the static security work as well.
Well, that's good to know.
That's just a brief synopsis of us.
Yeah, you've been around for a while. So, what got you started in the private security business? Today, we're talking, by the way, about special event security and how it's really up and coming. You know, for many years, static security pretty much covered all types of event security and concerts and so forth. But now that's really becoming its own little niche. And we're very familiar with your company, actually. And we know that you recently had a write-up in the newspaper locally, and it actually made the AP across the internet. And that's how we picked up on you. But we were familiar with you before then. So how did you get started involved in this type of business, Kevin?
Well, that was more than 20 years ago, but back around 1992, I started working for a venue here in Vermont, Stowe Mountain Performing Arts Center, and we were doing some concerts there and started doing the event security, and then that was during the summer. And then in the wintertime, there's a couple of venues in Burlington itself, Burlington, Vermont, which Memorial Auditorium, as well as the Flynn Theater, Flynn Center for the Arts. And so that would be in the wintertime. We would pick up those events. And started doing that in 1992. And it continued to grow every year as people saw the need and the benefits of having trained event security. You know, this is a fairly new industry to the security, fairly new
right.
side to the security
right.
industry. And so as we've gone along, the last 20 years have really, you know, it has really morphed and changed just about every year. And sometimes it takes something like a station nightclub disaster or something like that to change things, unfortunately. But typically in the end, it's for the good. So regulations and such change. So we have better training, better guest services, and the officers that are being put out there are of higher quality. You know, gone are the days where you put the T-shirt on the security guard with no training and put them out there to watch a stage or a back, you know, watch a crowd. They really have to be trained now on how to deal with crowd management.
A lot of companies still trying to put those T-shirts on there.
Unfortunately, yes, you are correct.
Still trying to stick them out there with just a T-shirt and a flashlight. But there's a lot more to it, and as you say, it is really becoming its own little category of the security industry. Actually, the security industry is a multi-tiered, multi-layered type business, now more than ever, and there's a lot of different specialties that you can go into, and it takes a specific type of employee for that. I know I've been in this business for 40 years, so a lot of people in the security industry gone by, it was basically a staffing company. Now you really need some specialty type people for specialty type assignments, and this is obviously one of them. Tell me a little bit about event management and some of the services beyond the static security that you offer, and then we're going to talk a little bit about soft targets and things of that nature.
Well, the event management or crowd management, as we call it, side, you're really dealing with people all the time, and it starts as out on the road, out on the roads that lead into the events, as people come in and how they're dealt with out there. If they have a bad experience coming in, if whether it's a police officer, whether it's a traffic control person, a parker yells at this car as they're coming in because they don't understand where they need to go, that flows down through the event. That person's going to get into the event, and they're not going to have a very good attitude. So
it sets the tone for the whole thing, doesn't it?
It really does. And the guest services side of this is something that the industry has really been pushing. It's mental. And, as people are treated, that's how they're going to behave once they get into that event, which can lead to other problems down the line. So so the guest services side is really taken over from what used to be the big goons in front of the stage or the things like that, the big guys that would just throw somebody out. Now everything has to be documented. If somebody is ejected for whatever reason, it has to be documented on paper. Sometimes we videotape it to show down the line that this was done correctly, all those aspects. So there's actually
a lot of liability there.
Really is. And at this time, we typically, there was a conference called the International Crowd Management Conference that was put on by the International Association of Venue Managers. This year, they changed that from crowd management to what they're calling Guest X, which is guest services, and it's going on right now in Dallas. We typically go to that, but we had such a busy weekend that we couldn't get away this weekend, so we couldn't get down to Dallas for that. But again, it's really, how we do things is really morphing every year, and now the big push is the guest services side.
So in your business currently, you offer a complete package, a comprehensive package. You have the parking staff, you have the event management, you have the physical security. You can pretty much put the whole thing together for a venue. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yes, we can do all of that. We have all those pieces. A lot of times venues don't like to give total control or festivals total control, so they'll piecemeal it out, which is a good idea. Mm-hmm. That way not one company is in control of everything and not responsible for everything. So you're getting the best of every company that's being brought in. Some of the events that we work, which are, everything from Bonnaroo, which is one of the largest long-going festivals in the country.
Down in Manchester, Tennessee. Sure, been there.
Down in Manchester, Tennessee.
Yep.
To one that we started working with last year, Mysteryland, and our traffic control side is a piece that they actually, the promoters and the security director, want to bring into that. last year they had, because traffic control is another side of our business, and last year they were using just regular security guards for that, whereas we have individuals that are trained in traffic control and how to, the flow and movement of traffic. That's our traffic control division. So they're going to be bringing us in for both Mysteryland this year as well as Bonnaroo, I believe, to help out with that.
Just to plug in our services, we do DOT traffic control training. So,
yep.
The parking and the traffic really in of itself is a pretty big business. I've known companies who did nothing but that type of work, flag work for construction companies, concerts, events, and they were a pretty substantial sized company. So that's really another aspect of the business that seems to be growing for you.
It is, and like you said, it flows right along with all the rest of the pieces in the event management world. So it's as we've seen the need and as we've been asked to provide different services, we get into that and we do our research, find out what we need to do, what trainings, what certifications, things like that need to go along with that, and make sure that we're giving the best that we can for it.
Now, we know that in this industry, especially where a lot of people are gathered, for those folks listening who might be well aware of what Bonnaroo is, that's probably one of the largest concert venues. It's, how many days is that now? Four, five?
The music is for 4 days, yes.
Right.
I believe they start loading in. It could be, I think it's on Wednesday, and the vehicles are leaving on Monday, so it's, you know, it's a long period, but the music is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How do we gently, because in these situations, especially where we're talking about concerts and festivals, security is part customer service, but they also have to be part enforcer. And then we have to also think about the soft target aspect of our venue. How do we manage all of those sides? Because, you know, a lot of times we're either coming off too gruff, too mean, too enforcing, or we're too gentle and we're overlooking a lot of things that could be potentially, you know, harmful. How do we manage that, and how do we manage and train our staff to, you know, be someplace in the middle of the road there?
It's, well, you answer part of it, which is the training, but the second part of that is the ongoing coaching from our supervisors and management staff to explain to the officers, to watch them operate, and to give them ongoing coaching. You can't just put a person out there and just let them go. You've got to watch. You've got to check in with them. I say this all the time to people that ask me, but all of us security companies, we all get the same people. There's only certain people that do this.
Right.
And what separates out companies are the training and the management side.
Right.
You got to manage the staff, and you got to manage them correctly.
Definitely.
You can have great staff, but if you're not overseeing them, if you're not supervising them correctly, it can go downhill very fast.
A lot of the issues in the security industry is the training and the management side. You can take a person who is just an average employee and make them a very good employee with the proper training and management. You can't just expect that, you know, you can put this person over there and he's going to do what he's supposed to. He may not know what to do, and maybe he does know what to do, but he's not going to do it 100% because no one's really supervising him and showing that they're concerned, so he's not concerned. But in the business that you're in, you're constantly in touch and contact with the public, and so there's a lot of aspects. I'm sure you also respond to first aid type situations, domestic violence, and other type situations. Do you have a hands-on or a hands-off approach?
It depends on the situation. If there is with the violence aspect, when that occurs, we are expected to jump in and do what we need to do to stop that as we can. You know, we're not police officers. We're not armed.
Right.
But when there's life and safety involved, we expect our officers to do the right thing. Outside of that, it's a hands-off,
right,
hands-off policy.
Right.
The last thing we want to do is put hands on anybody. So that it really comes down to life and safety aspect before we will do anything about that. Now, on the first aid side, a lot of our staff are first aid CPR trained, so we are sometimes the first ones on scene at an event. And
right.
then we call in the first responders, the fire, EMS, and paramedics.
And most of those large events usually have EMS on scene. They either have an ambulance station or a first aid station there on the property, so they're pretty close.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they have, you know, very seldom do we ever have any issues with them. They are great to work with. Almost every event that we work with, they're well-trained and well-staffed.
Now, I noticed that you have quite a relationship with the college and university segment of the business. How did that come about?
It really started with a couple of the colleges and universities here in Vermont. And as we grew and our reputation continued to grow, we continued getting more and more of these colleges and universities. And I believe we're now upwards over 50 different colleges and universities in the Northeast that we work with. Everything from doing some static patrols with various colleges to obviously the big side is the event management, crowd management piece. So it, you know, we've been lucky that as long as we keep putting out the product we are putting out, more and more colleges hear about us.
Right, right. So you do have some permanent locations, some permanent static security that you're doing, as well as the concert and management venues?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. I
work with a couple of hospitals, a couple of places I can't mention.
Right, right.
But we have various entities that we work with that are we consider the static security.
Well, good, good. What do you foresee your company doing in the next 5 or 10 years? Are you looking to expand it to be a national brand? Are you looking to just be a more of a regional? Like you said earlier, you are licensed in a number of states, and you do have a presence in them, but are you looking to be another G4S, or are you looking to be the national provider of this type of security?
I would like to in the next 5 years.
I put you on the spot
years.
There.
You did, you did. But I definitely can foresee us continuing to grow and being more of a force and competitor with the contemporary services and those types of the crowd management companies that are out there. You know, G4S obviously is, they're the monster. But in our industry, in the crowd management event security world, contemporary services is really the big boys. And
right.
They're national and international, and we'll continue growing and picking up our pieces along the East Coast. And if we do get calls from various other states, we take them one at a time, and we look to see what the account would be, what the contract is, what is the licensing process? Is it worth going into that state? And that's how we look at each state and each account. So it's
right.
got to be worth it, obviously, at that time.
You're looking at the initial investment. You want to see what it's going to cost to get there, to start up the license, to insure. And then you're looking at whether or not it's even worth doing that, because depending on the contract, it may not even pay for itself. I've been there many times. and sometimes you just have to turn them away and say, you know, I appreciate the contact, but I don't think this is going to work out for us at the moment, you know?
There's still quite a bit of work here in the Northeast and the East Coast from Virginia upwards. I mean, we actually just got licensed in Tennessee, so we can be working at Bonnaroo this year in that capacity. But there is still quite a bit of work just along the East Coast and the Northeast. So,
are you the...
You know, at this time, that's what we're going to be looking at.
Are you the physical security provider for Bonnaroo this year? Because normally I know they have the guys on the horse, Omega Security, Alpha and Omega, I believe it was. That was who
yep,
they started
Alpha
off
Omega.
With. Yeah. Are they still over there?
They have about 7 different companies that work with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So We will be supplementing that aspect, along with, I believe, some of our traffic controllers will also be brought in for that.
Yeah, just tell the foot patrol guys don't breathe too heavy as they walk past the tents and the crowds.
Exactly.
Well, Kevin, I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you calling in. We're really interested in learning more about your services, and so stay in touch with us. And if we can send business your way, we will. The event security arena is really growing, and we're glad to see, you know, companies like yourself out there, professional, who understands training and management and providing a good product. So keep up the good work. And like I said, we came across you again in the newspaper, so we know that some other folks are looking at you as well, and you're getting the public attention.
Well, I appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity of calling into your program. Be well.
Well, thanks very much, and God bless, and stay safe up there.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Kevin Chaney, the founder and CEO of Green Mountain Concert Service and Management, a security provider for festivals and concert venues across the Northeast and down into the Virginias now. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. I did have some training topics that I wanted to mention to get into a little bit, but we're going to save that for the next radio program. I do want to mention once again that if you are interested in starting your own school, now Armored College has three different formats. We have the Security Training Academy, which provides the regulatory security training as well as some extended courses. We also have the Armor Institute, which provides a lot of the security, regulatory, and public safety, as well as EMS, first aid, CPR, and so forth. And then we also have Armor College. So if you're interested in having either a school or you currently have a school and you want to advance that and grow that, then we're probably going to be a good fit for you, and you need to contact us at the helpdesk at armorcollege.org or W. Watkins at armorcollege.org, or you can give us a call, 1-800-380-5476. Again, that number, if you are looking to get immediate information and you want to talk to someone right away, call us at 1-800-380-5476. We are really excited about the next couple of months. We're getting ready to pack up and head out on the road. We love to travel, we love to teach, and we love to do seminars. We've got a couple of major events coming up in Montana, Omaha, Nebraska, and we also hope to stop several different places along the way. We will be working with some tribal authorities out in Montana and, again, in Nebraska, so we're really excited about that. And we've got some other great things happening over the next few months. Like we spoke about a short time ago, we've got the retreat coming up in Virginia. And I also want to mention that if you're in Virginia and you are currently a security officer or you want to be a security officer, a special police officer, bail enforcement, private investigator, any of those things that fall under DCJS, please contact us because we're a statewide DCJS training school as well. And if you haven't been out over on the Armor College site lately, check it out because we're constantly adding new curriculum at www.armorcollege.org. And that's about all that I got to say about that. No, seriously, if you are interested in training, whether it be online, on site, or you want to be an instructor or start your own company, Armor College is the place to contact because we're going to be there. We're going to help you. We're going to assist you. We're going to mentor you. And whether you're an instructor or you want to start your own school, we're going to be there for you. We have a couple of emails very quickly that we'll get to. Brian wants everyone to know that he is a firm believer in private officer in Armor College. He's taken a number of courses through us over the years. And they're in Texas. He is also involved in some training. And he just wants us to let everyone know that we're a great company to do business with. Thank you, Brian. Eula wants us to also let folks know that she recently became a member of Private Officer International, and she's extremely excited. We also have several brand new chapters opening up. We've announced several recently, and we'll be announcing several more in the upcoming weeks. We're very excited for all of the possibilities, all of the opportunities, all of the things that are happening for us, and we want you to be part of it. We want to bless you the way that we are being blessed. So contact us today if you are interested in being an instructor or starting your own business, or you just need someone to give you a little advice. Just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, that's going to be all for today. We've really enjoyed it, but be sure to join us later this week for the LP Zone, and then again on Sunday, we'll be talking about the legal side. Thanks for being with us here on the Private Officer Beat.